Excuse me, this is your operator. Mr. Rod Rasmussen is not joining the call, sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
We're not recording.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, all. As I've mentioned a couple times, that I'll mention again, I'm going to need to leave fairly promptly after, I guess, an hour and 10 now, at an hour and 15, because I have to take a cab to the airport. So, we have many of the normal participants for a call.
I run through the names, every.
Please do, thank you.
We've got George Monsever, Mark Perkle, Avery Doria, Randall Vaughan, Paul Dier, James Bladell, Martin Hall, and Rod Rasmussen. And for staff, we have Marika, myself, and Dave Piscatello has just joined us.
Just joined. Fantastic. Okay, thanks. I was thinking that I would actually, as opposed to going exactly as we've done before, but I'd actually follow Marika's recommendation, not that she made it as a recommendation, just as what we should pay attention to. And she talked about pages 34, 36, 44, and 48. Now, she also talked about taking a look at chapters 7, 8, and 9. 44 and 48 fall in chapters 7 and 8. No, 7 and 9. So I was thinking we could start with 34 and 36. We could also take a look at 24 that you pointed out, and then just work our way through 7, 8, and 9, and hopefully we can get through all of that in the next hour. And if we do, I think we're fairly close to trying to have one more meeting where we go through and make sure that we're fine and then do kind of like a last call. But let's see where we get to. Is that okay with everyone? Okay, there's no one screaming, it was a terrible idea. Let's go to page 34.
Abby, this is Marika. If I can just point out that the proposed suggestion on page 34 is linked to that on page 48.
Right.
Two alternatives of the same thing.
Right. I didn't quite understand whether those were alternatives of the same thing, whether they would appear in two different places, or would it appear both in... I see. So you're basically, we had a suggestion has been proposed instead of the paragraph in 1393.
That's how it was proposed.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to the group to decide whether they wanted to have it in both places, only one.
Okay. Well, first let's look at the wording on page 34. Okay. So basically, cooperative community initiative designed to facilitate data sharing and the identification of problematic domain names. Examples include anti-phishing working group, fish tank for phishing, message anti-abuse working group, and various blacklists for spam, shadow server foundation for botnets, and stopbadware.org for malware. Such community efforts may provide possible models of fast flux hosting. Now, the thing we had at 1393
is... 93? If I can just add another thing for the change on page 48, basically I cut it there significantly to fit it with the rest of the text, because it was a very long explanation and discussion, which I thought was probably more appropriate for the group to discuss before putting it in here as ideas only.
This is James with a quick question.
Yes?
I'm not sure on that block of text that I understand that last sentence. Community efforts may provide possible models for FastFlux hosting. Do they mean models of possible remedies against FastFlux hosting?
That's how I read it.
Maybe we can make that a little clearer. Just a thought.
Okay. Now, as I read the two, the paragraph on 34 and the 1393 paragraph, they actually, first of all, they're certainly not identical in content. They're similar in content. And I'm not sure that I see why it's inappropriate for them both to be where they are, but others may have different views. Because in one, it's being listed among the the possible next steps. Whereas in the other, it's being listed as a, it's being listed, I believe, as an example, correct?
No, possible solutions.
Proposals. So it's really the whole section of proposals, but okay, in one of them it's being listed as things that were discussed by the working group, whereas in another, you're right. So it's sort of a duplication, but not just of that paragraph, really of the whole section.
If I can jump in for a second?
Please.
One of them really is talking about a community-based effort, and the other one is really talking about an ICANN-based effort. So I actually think they're really two different ideas.
Okay. So that would just take maybe changing the lead sentence in the first one to... Well, but that's that paragraph. Do the rest of the bullets in that... Okay. So, yeah. So if 980 were... perhaps changed a little to include the word community or something like that, the community information sharing proposals discussed by the working group included, if that's true of all those bullets, and I'm not. Also, we would need to indent the 986 to show that it's subordinate to there was support for. And that one would need to be indented one more.
Correct. I'll do that.
Try again.
Okay. Yes. Oh, hi. So what do people think of, first of all, leaving them both? Because even there's a slight duplication, and that the ones in information sharing are, as was said, specific to information sharing. And specific to community information sharing proposals, as it were, whereas the other one is suggestions of what things ICANN could do next. Is that, do people sort of agree with that differentiation of the two spots?
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody object to leaving both of those paragraphs? Okay, I don't hear anybody objecting to that. Does anybody object to putting in the word the community information sharing proposal just to make sure it's clear? No? Okay. Then we needed to fix a sentence. And first of all, at 998, is that statement an agreement statement or a support statement? Does anyone disagree with it being an agreement statement? Okay, then I guess I can go in at the agreement level. Now, in terms of clarifying the last sentence, that sentence is really not part of that bullet in a sense. That sentence is almost an extra, kind of like a framing sentence for the whole section. And I don't even know if it's necessary. What do people think? That such community efforts may provide possible models. That sort of applies to all those bullets, and it's redundant of 980, in a sense.
I think it probably should say something like, for sharing information about FastFlux hosting. And I think once that's added, it makes more sense.
Within this bullet or for the whole paragraph?
I would say within the bullet. Otherwise, it's really a one-sentence paragraph, because the first line is basically...
Right, you're right. Okay. Does anybody object to that change? Possible models for sharing. So that was, such community efforts may provide possible models for sharing information. How did you put it?
About
FastFlux hosting. Okay. Is that okay with everyone?
Much okay. Better, thank you.
Okay, thanks. So that could stay in, and it doesn't need to have a support flag. It can go in as an agreed upon statement. Okay, that was the page 34. Page 36. Now, the new proposal here is there was a support statement, and if I understand correctly, the new statement would be a replacement for the old support and we need to see whether there's agreement or support for it. Is that a correct interpretation in both of these cases? Marika?
I think it is. This was circulated by Mike Rodenbach following the last call, and I think that's how he intended it to be
right. Okay, so in other words, if this paragraph... Well, I think that this paragraph will replace the other one, and what is, I guess, because it really is sort of redundant, and what is really a question is the wording in that paragraph and whether it's an agreement or a support statement. So, in terms of line 1062 through 1068, is there any discussion on the wording that's there? I mean, it's been on the list and there's been discussion. Any attempts by the working group to answer this question is deferred until the next constituency statement for public comment, particularly requested on these points, have been received and reviewed by the working group. Proposed solutions may include limitations, guidelines, or restrictions on registrants, registrars, and or registries designed to mitigate the occurrence and longevity of false flux attacks. At that point, the working group might make an assessment of needs for proposed solutions balanced against potential impact. Now, the only quibble I would have had, and I don't think it really matters, is the sort of the step of these things being reviewed by the council and coming back to the working group with revised charters, but I think that doesn't necessarily need to be there. Do people agree with this statement? Is there any issue with it? Any rewording?
Yeah, this is Paul. I don't really like the sentence, the middle sentence that begins on 1065. Proposed solutions may include... I think we're getting ahead of ourselves in suggesting that there are going to be restrictions on registrants, maybe restrictions on these things designed to mitigate. I would like to drop that sentence. It's just a simple two sentence.
Right. Okay. So what I hear you saying, in a sense, is that you have agreement on the two sentences, and you would actually recommend that that statement would have, assuming that because it was proposed, that that statement would drop to a support level as opposed to an agreement.
And this is James. I agree with that statement in there. That it seems somewhat self-contradictory as well. That there's a deferral to after constituency statement, but then the second sentence right after that identifies some of the potential outcomes. So I just think that that sentence needs to go.
This is Greg. I would agree with that. It's a little too much ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, it's Randy. That looks logically inconsistent to have that second sentence in there with the first sentence.
Okay. Does anybody beyond I'm assuming, though he's not here, that might support that statement, so at the very least it would be an alternative view and could be included that way. Is there any other support for that statement? No? Okay.
This is Rod. I'm not sure that we shouldn't have something about what we've talked about pointed out here in that.
Okay, because
if nothing else, we don't want to have the next group or our continued work bring this up as a shocking thing or something like that. I mean, we have talked about these things throughout our course of our work here.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'd agree with that sentence as well.
Is there anywhere else in the report where those kinds of things are already mentioned? If so, the statement would just be redundant.
Instead of the word may, could you say proposed solutions were advanced, including?
Well, that's actually stronger in some sense than may. What I propose at the moment is, and I want to see if that works with this group, is to take that sentence out, drop it below, and add a there was support for colon and then an indented proposed solutions may include, because it sounds like there's some support for that, but there isn't agreement on it. Is there any objection to taking that approach? Okay, thanks. So, Marika, could you make that change to this?
Yep, that's no
it?
Problem.
Okay. So, yeah, so that sentence drops below. And so the first thing is agreement, and then there's a bullet, there is support for, and then that second sentence, excuse me, tipping over my tongue. Okay, any other issue on this one before we move on to the next one? In reading the next one, I assume that the same issue would pertain to the second sentence? Is that a correct assumption, or is that a wrong assumption? Okay, in which case, I would suggest doing the same thing here. Just taking that second sentence and to leave the two outside sentences as agreed upon, and take the second sentence and drop it to support level. And in both cases, the previous support level stuff is lined out, is deleted. Any issue? Okay. Then if that one's okay, let's jump back to 24. Where there's our registers involved in fast flux hosting activities, if so, how? We have a bracketed statement that the working group has no hard evidence that any register intentionally facilitates flux hosting attacks. However, and then it goes on. I guess there's discussion ongoing on the list on possible alternatives to this sentence, as Marika indicates. Where are we on this?
This is James. There were a couple of responses as well, myself, Mike Rodenbaugh, and Rod Rasmussen, and some others. I think that Rod had some excellent points. I think there was, but my only concern there was that it was starting to make this section kind of long, but I think we need to find some ways to capture his ideas because there were good ones in there. But I think that the sentence should open with the idea and emphasize the idea that the vast majority of registrars, especially the larger ones, are actively engaged at their own expense and great investment of resources in combating fast flux and just general online fraud and abuse. And I want to make sure that point is kind of highlighted in this section.
Yeah. In fact, that almost seems like a good continuation. Working group has no hard evidence that any registrar intentionally facilitates. In fact, most registrars, basically what you said, most registrars, make efforts at their own expenses to prevent, block, I'm not sure which verb you used, but that could be a good extension to this first sentence. Do people object to such an extension for this first sentence?
This is Greg. I think it makes sense. Actually, it could say registrars and registries.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Greg, there's a section above for registries. Maybe we could develop a parallel sentence to that and include it there so it's we're hitting that point twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It's actually good to put that in because a lot of time is spent on the sort of negative issues, which of course are the focus of this, and one forgets that that's not the majority.
Well, it's certainly not representative of the folks who participate
right.
in ICANN, right?
Exactly. Okay. Now, what do we want to do about the rest of this? We have Rod on the phone call.
Yeah, and unfortunately I have to leave, and there's been a guy with a leaf blower outside my window for the last 2 minutes.
Oh, dear.
and I have to get going. I circulated something last night because I knew I could only be on the call here for a little while. But I was looking at this in what I wrote last night, and I think that maybe we could put that into kind of the introduction area, talking about the overall kind of scope of involvement, and then talking about specific ways below that, which is what we've got laid out here, and some of the things that have been done specifically. It might, you know, help frame the argument, and again, put the emphasis on the fact that there's a lot of work being done already by registrars to combat this, and that the majority of what's gone on has not been any sort of, you know, intentional criminal activity and things like that. Really, you know, frame it that way.
Is it something that you sent out to the whole list or just among a few people?
I sent the whole list.
Oh, for some reason I don't have it. Okay. Okay, so I can
resend that.
Well, if everybody else has it, I should probably look and see if it got misfiled or whatever. I can get it from Marika. Right. But it seems like other people saw it, so I'm the only one that doesn't seem to have seen it.
They were sent to the list, I see, but maybe something happened indeed.
Okay, unfortunately, I have to go, so I'll let you guys, since I'm not here to defend it, I'll let you tear it up.
Well, we'll probably come back to it again, but okay, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, please do. And why don't we then come back to this, and once I've gotten it, and as opposed to waiting for me to receive it, and jump to chapter 7 now, and then we can come back. 7 is on page 42, and various changes, although there weren't great changes in 7, except for the paragraph. I guess 1291, where the paragraph was put in about affiliates.
Yes, that's something I was asked to include after the last call, but I did make a note there whether it would be more
appropriate.
Yeah, because it seems to be out of sync a little bit with what that section is about, and I was just wondering whether it would make more sense to include it on the paragraph that talks about possible solutions.
As opposed to challenges.
Yes.
Right. First of all, what do people think about moving this to 5-7 on possible solutions? Is there any issue with that?
I'm sorry, what line are we at again?
We're talking about the new section 1291-298. And it's in a chapter on challenges. And this is it either would need to move or it would need to get a sub-headline, you know, possible response to some of these challenges. So I think moving it is not unreasonable. What do people think?
I think I might have
agree with moving it.
Who proposed putting it in there, and I'm fine with having it moved if that makes it flow better.
Okay. Now, no one objects to moving it. What do people think about the wording? The wording fine?
I'm sorry, Aubrey, I'm having trouble finding it. What number are we on again?
It's line 1291 through 1298 on page 44.
Okay, thank you.
And I probably should maybe ask Greg here if he agrees, because he's basically the one that's quoted in here as, in the second part of this paragraph. So it's something that he commented on, the initial suggestion of putting a pointer to the funnel request in.
The only thing I would point out, this is Martin, is the penultimate sentences could probably be cleaned up a little.
The short one, not all parties are similarly situated.
Well,
penultimate. Oh no, that's the one before it. It's
also the one that starts also affiliate active.
But this is a quote, correct?
Yes, well, it comes from a written submission to this this commentary.
So I suppose the person quoted could change.
Yeah, so Greg, if you have any changes, you can drop me a line.
Yeah, I mean, my observation about 1291 is that, as pointed out in another staff report, the affiliate situation is not unique.
and there seems to be a misapprehension that it is. A lot of registries already have policies and procedures to deal with this kind of thing. And I'm wondering why we're singling out a single company.
I can tell you why I mentioned that particular one, and that is it came up on the list, and I thought they did a really good job, so I am often accused of being somewhat critical. This was meant to be a pat on the back for them, not anything as a challenge to anyone else. If there are other registrars who have similar policies, I'd be delighted to see them also mentioned.
But or one could append a sentence.
I'm going to actually propose, I'll propose to the list an amendment to 1291, if nobody minds, and let me know what you think of it.
Okay, so we'll move this to 5-7. We've agreed that that's okay to move it there as part of the possible solution space. And of course, within that possible solution space, it won't stick out quite as much as just one party, because that space has other, you know, people are doing this good thing, people are doing that good thing type of section. But okay. So we'll come back to the wording, but it'll move, and the person who's quoted could also check their wording. Okay. So, leave that for now, except moved. Chapter 8, what we have is the reshuffling of it. Various interim conclusions were suggested, and Marisa has now resorted it so that...
No, that's 9.
Spoke out of order.
This chapter has been like this for a while already, and it was more a pointer for people to really carefully read it and make sure that they, you know, it fits with all the changes we've made in other sections of the document. So it's more something like that. I wouldn't propose to maybe go through it now, but the people, we do pay attention to this and you know, make sure that it fits with.
Well, at this point, I'd like to ask if, I mean, we've kept skipping over it, but it's pretty much the time now to start, you know, getting these things done. So I'd like to go through if there are any issues and get them recorded and find out if anything needs to be rewritten, who's going to do the wordsmithing on it, because it's time to sort of get this section squared away too, I think. First of all, we've got the stuff in italics at the beginning. Is that still... Is that still true and acceptable statement? About the world changing from the time the FBAC report was written.
Yeah, this is Paul. I think that's still fine. That's accurate. The italics, just note 1302, there's a little cleanup that needs there. It's changed rapidly from the time, not in the from time.
Okay, yes. So delete the...
In the...
In the... Okay. Then paragraph 1309 to 1316.
There are some grammatical or wording issues on that. For example, there's a line 1313, a number of many of the characteristics. I think that should be many of or a number of, but not both.
Yeah, makes sense. That's the kind of thing that I usually do. I'm writing. Okay. Anything other than the grammatical and spelling? I think on the grammatical and spelling, people should feel free to just slide those in email to Marika when they see them. You know.
Yes, please. And we'll definitely, from our side, once we've finalize the content of the document, we'll definitely have a careful read through it to make sure as well we take out any inconsistencies and pick up on these things.
I think we're getting pretty close to that point. I mean, I think there may be a couple paragraphs that people are still, you know, wordsmithing and working on, but I think by and large, after this meeting, you know, we've got something that we should start seeing as being in the endgame.
Yeah, so now I think once we're there, I think we'll do a read-through, and then everyone is asked as well to do a final read-through to really make sure that we're happy with the document before it goes out for public comment.
Okay, anything in the paragraph 1318 to 1322?
A continue to have some concern about the subjective characterization on 1322. If something is illegal, it's illegal. I understand that can vary by jurisdiction, but it's not really subjective within that jurisdiction. Concrete suggestion for that, I would suggest striking as both labels are highly subjective in certain situations, basically the bulk of 1322 to go.
Attempts to associate an intent other than chemical or characterizing plus one person as legitimate or legal, good or bad, stimulated considerable debate. So you would end after debate.
Correct.
How do other people feel about dropping that last clause? Okay, does anyone object to dropping that clause? In which case, I would put a line through it and we'll come back to it again. When other people who might want to defenders might still have their hair, but put it as agreed. Okay, and 1324 through 1334. Any issues?
Alfred, this is Martin. I just, the 1327 sentence, I don't understand, and maybe I'm just...
Okay, let me read it aloud. The working group studied many of the methods of detecting false flux activity and thwarting false flux hosting required participation and intervention. It does look like some words were dropped somewhere. Working group studied many of the methods of detecting false flux activity. That looks like it could almost get a period.
Well, or you could put a period after and thwarting fast flux hosting. The required participation and intervention is the bit I don't get.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I can check back whether something was dropped or this is part of a previous change that actually didn't get deleted or something like that. So I'll double check.
For now I would just line through required participation and intervention and leave that, and unless there's something else that comes back, and then we can look at that next time. But for now, it just makes... With the sentence that's there, it's right, just lining through required participation and intervention. You know, I could see that, you know, methods of thwarting were shown to require participation and intervention, but, you know, look for that. For now, just line it through. Anything else in that paragraph? Okay. 1336 through 1341. Any issues?
I find the wording in 1332 and 1333 and 1334 to be a little cumbersome.
Okay, so that's a wordsmithing issue, not an intent issue.
Right. I'm old enough to get confused when I go past that sentence or through that sentence.
Maybe study. I always find that reading these things out loud really makes a difference in terms of knowing whether it's parsable. These studies merit further attention, particularly in areas where an acceptable level of false positives would prove detrimental to registrants affected by intervention, and where measures are needed to ensure that parties reporting fast flux activity are provably trustworthy. It does almost approach a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Would prove measures unacceptable.
Since we're discussing those sentences, I sort of glossed over this, but I'm just not sure about provably trustworthy. That's a rat's nest.
Okay.
Well, I'm certainly tripping over that as well.
Any recommendations for an edit on it? Yes, to prove trustworthiness is always an interesting problem. It almost seems like you could divide this into two sentences. These studies merit further attention, particularly in areas where unacceptable levels of false positives would prove detrimental to registrants affected by intervention. It is also important that, measures are also needed to ensure that parties reporting facts about activities are to be trusted. Does that work? I always like making shorter sentences. So if we put a period after intervention, drop and where, capitalize measures, and replace provably trustworthy with to be trusted. Does that work?
One more time, please, on that last sentence.
Okay. Measures are needed to ensure that parties reporting fast trust activities are to be trusted.
Sounds good.
Okay, so if you could make those changes and then we'll be able to see them so they would still be, highlighted. Okay, going back now to, back to forward to 1336 to 1341. Any issue? Okay.
Are we going to, who is going to reveal the other techniques in line 1337, 1338?
I would think, that would strike me that revealed by whatever means they are revealed, either because someone notices and writes a paper or writes an article or one of the researchers finds it. I think it sounds to me like it's just a recognition of the fact that what's been seen has been seen and what hasn't been seen or invented yet will yet need to be revealed.
Okay. Determined to be an appropriate substitute for reveal?
Seems to me like it would work. Does it work for other people?
Avery, maybe we could just drop the parenthetical, because another way to read is, rather than the techniques described in this report, others to be revealed, the others could be other reports. It could be interpreted that way, and I don't think at this point...
Well, then it could be, and techniques yet to be determined, techniques yet to be determined means like we're almost waiting for somebody to invent new techniques.
Yeah, and reveal kind of implies that one of us are going to say something about it to me.
And the constantly evolving in that same sentence goes ahead and really gets at the fact that there's more to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody object to striking out that parenthetical? Okay, fine, so strike it out for now. So the techniques described in this report are only part of a vast and constantly evolving toolkit for attackers. None of the techniques are necessary to the degree that mitigating any would when eliminate internet fraud and abuse. That's also a little awkward. But if it makes sense to all of you, I understand what it means. Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me either, Aubrey.
Okay.
I could comfortably...
I could parse it, but basically it says there's a lot of toolkits toolkit for attackers is... None of these tools that have been talking about are necessarily the tool that if you eliminated that tool, you would eliminate internet fraud and abuse. However, it is slightly awkward.
We changed 1339 to say mitigating any one of them wouldn't eliminate internet fraud and abuse.
And in fact, you could even drop the necessary to the degree and say none of the techniques are such that mitigating any one would eliminate internet fraud and abuse.
I'm thinking we don't even need that whole introductory chunk of that at all. I think if you just start with mitigating, I think that's really going to give you the same meaning.
The techniques described in this report are only part of a vast and constantly evolving toolkit for attackers, period. Mitigating any one, or...
Technique. Or toolkit.
Evolving toolkit for attackers.
Mitigating any one technique wouldn't eliminate internet fraud and abuse.
Great. That sounds good. Anyone have issues with that? Marika, did you catch it?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. So again, we turned a complicated sentence into two shorter sentences. Always a good thing to do. Okay. Any other issues in that paragraph? Okay, then we have the last sentence, 43 through 45. Any issues with that one? Seems pretty vanilla to me. Okay. In which case, I think that this section can now be taken out of highlight color. We obviously need to come back to it again to just double check and to see the edits that we've made, but I think I can go out of highlight. Any issue? Okay, great. Moving on now to 9, where we talked about possible next steps. And as I started to say when I was jumping ahead, that this has been restructured as we asked Marika to do, where the possible next steps that we've talked about and which are largely also extracted from the previous one have been sorted to the front in various bullets. And there's the bullet down at the end, 1391 through 1400, which was the one that we discussed as a duplicate and then decided that it made sense having it in two places because we were talking about just different subsections. And as one was, what are the next steps for GNSO, for working group for ICANN, and what is a thing that a community is currently doing. And then what we have is the old section is below, lined out just there as a reference. But if we're okay with it today, I would like to drop it before the next pass. So, just to go through this quickly, bullet by bullet, first of all, on the italics at the top, are there any issues? Okay. First bullet, and I think we've gone through these before, but I just want to double-check on them. Redefine the issue and scope. Any issues on that at the moment?
I'm sorry, Avery. Can I just take you back to the last sentence in the opening paragraph? The objective of the working group will review the input.
Will be to review.
Okay. Typo.
Right.
Don't you just want to say the working group will review?
Well, certainly we can. The thing about the working group will review is, of course, we have to review the charter in the council. So actually, in proper sense, it would probably be a subjunctive statement to say the objective of the working group would be to review. However, I think leaving it at will, there is an assumption that there has to be some review by the council and some reworking of the charter. And yes, the working group can continue working in parallel to all of that, but that there will be this negotiation on charter. But I see no problem, to list it under objective. I think that leaves it as still somewhat open. Make a flat statement that the working group will review is in some sense, I think, to prejudge that negotiation, as it were, of where do we go next. And I call it a negotiation because I'm sure in some sense it will be. So is it okay to leave objectives? And to leave the objectives of the working group will be to review?
I would just also flag also the recommendations section on 1352. Again, it would be simpler if it's possible just to go ahead and say the working group will include, but I understand the need to go ahead and possibly qualify that.
Yeah, I think that the sentence, so that if any, which review the input received by the public comment period and determine which, if any, recommendation received the support of the working group for inclusion in the final report. I think that says it in a sufficiently ambiguous way to deal with the fact that we do need to get the rest of the charter updated. Or reviewed. I mean, we may come down and say, yep, charter's fine, keep going, although I kind of doubt that. There'll be some tweeting to that. Okay, going back to the first bullet, any issue? Okay. How about the second bullet? Explore possibility to improve other states, to involve other stakeholders in the fast flux policy development process. Any issues? I have one. Now, most of these have already been, most of these have all been, these initials have all been explained somewhere else, as I remember, so we'll probably say, have to make sure that any of these acronyms have been explained somewhere earlier in the document. Any issues with bullet 3 at 1371? Explore other means to address the issue instead of a policy development process. Any issue with that one?
It doesn't strike me as very definitive in terms of what those other alternatives might be. I mean, I understand it's sort of saying a policy development process may not work, but it doesn't really say what an alternative that would be viable might be.
Right, and I don't know that we can at the moment unless we have a suggestion, because that is pretty much a central argument that we are having now and we're having over the next PDP there's certainly a split between Chuck and I and various other people on whether one has to do all kinds of things before a PDP or whether a PDP can include all kinds of work such as fact-finding and speculation and can come back with a report that says we've done all this work, we've looked at everything, and no, we're not recommending a policy recommendation. So I'd sort of stay away from trying to get too specific about that one, because that really is a central discussion now in the whole evolution of how PDPs happen, and we have a steering committee and a working team that's actually going to look at all of that. So unless somebody's got a really good suggestion that they would put in now, I would leave that. I mean, it's a statement that I happen to disagree with. I think that the policy development process is a fine place to address issues, even if they go beyond, but I might be in a minority on that. So I think leaving the question open, and this is really one that goes to the council and the constituencies on how they want to deal with these kinds of issues. I think one of the places is, of course, and one of the issues that comes up is, well, if the problem is broader than GTLDs, then do we need a policy development process or some equivalent that is cross-supporting organizations? And that's a really complicated issue. Well, if it's okay with people, can we leave that one as is? Unless somebody has a suggestion for what's put in. Section 1377 through 1378, highlight which solutions, recommendations could be tackled by policy development, best practices, or industry solutions. Is tackled the right word? I would actually prefer something like dealt with or
addressed
is fine. Tackle just in And what do you do once it's tackled?
You blow the whistle.
Right, down on the ground, and, you know, then what? Okay, yeah. So I would change that word. Any other issues with that? Okay, and then we have the bullet 1383. Whether registration of use policy provisions could address that flux by empowering registrars to take down a domain name involved in that flux. Any issue with that one? Okay.
Sorry, Aubrey.
Okay, no problem.
A little slow on the mute button here. I'm wondering if we could tack on, in addition to takedown, if we could put / suspend.
Any objection? Any issue?
The takedown has a feeling of permanence to it.
Right. I don't think it could be takedown / suspend. It would have to be something like result in the rapid takedown of or suspension. Takedown or suspension of.
Okay. I mean, I would yield to the registry representatives on the call.
Any issues? I was just talking wordsmithing.
Yes.
Any objections?
I'm kind of / happy. Sorry about that.
Aubrey, question for you, 1386. Can you just update us? We're saying in light of other policy initiatives related to, that sounds like, to me, like another PDP is underway, and I don't think it's gone that far. Where do we even stand with the registration abuse policy provisions review? I mean, that's just like an issues report level, right?
Well, we have an issues report at our next meeting. We have to be, by the bylaws, we have to take a vote on whether to start a PDP or not. And this is basically where, with the current bylaws we have, as I said, we have to vote yay or nay on it.
Okay,
now,
great.
We can do several things. We can either have someone may put in a motion before that suggests that we form a study group to study X, Y, and Z, and then we vote no on the PDP. Problem we often have with voting no on the PDP is that is interpreted as they don't care. And so very often, even if people are sort of saying, gee, we're not quite ready for a PDP, there's a problem with taking a no vote. So if there's a motion beforehand that initiates a study, further study, or some such thing, whatever's been recommended by the
issues report, right.
Then we can safely perhaps vote not to do one. Or we may, and as I say, I haven't, and no one's put motions on the table yet, so I don't know what's going to go.
That's sort of my point, though, Aubrey. Since all of this is still to be determined, isn't
but it's a policy initiative. I mean, there is an issues report. We have to vote on a PDP. The one thing I know is I'm putting in a motion to, to create a PDP because the bylaws require me to do so.
Okay.
So the policy initiative, and this is one of those funny wording things, an issues report begins a policy initiative.
Part of the initiative, yeah. I guess it just strikes, it may strike somebody who's not steeped in the details that the process is much further along than.
So perhaps it might be a acceptable, say, in light of other possible DNSO policy initiatives, indicating that.
Soften it, sure.
Right. Is that a problem for anyone? As I say, I understand that we're in a funny position, though, of course, by this time, 4 weeks from now, we may be in a different position. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll definitely have an answer. As I say, I'm already breaking bylaws by not doing it within 15 days, but we've been breaking that one forever. But we do have to take a vote on it.
Aubrey, this is Marika. Could you just repeat what your proposal is?
In light of other possible GNSO policy initiatives.
Okay.
And that puts it in now. We haven't made any decisions yet. Okay. Any other issue on that one? And the next one is the FFDRS, which we talked about in a different book, but this is a different paragraph. So does anyone have any issue with that as written? Okay. In case we can leave that. So what I recommend is that we'll obviously read this marked up so that we come back to it. Well, actually, some of the stuff we've already come back to before, but any changes we've just made remain marked up. Any objection to dropping the lined out areas from the next version of the report? Obviously, they'll still be there in previous versions, but in trying to finish this, I would like to see those dropped at this point. Okay, so we can drop those before the next version. Okay, so we've made it through 7, 8, and 9. What we have left on today is we jumped over 24. Wow, and let me check and see if my mail has that not checked. Okay. Yes, I have Rod's contribution. I'm moving ahead and gotten it before. So what do we do about 24 now? Does anyone have any suggestions? Let me say I have not read this from Rod yet.
So what line are we on again, please?
Well, we're back at page 24.
Okay, thank you.
And we had this, we have basically this very large blue section. First of all, we're trying to find a statement of agreement, and on those parts where we don't have agreement, we have to figure out the support. As far as I can see, this is probably really the only question that we have to resolve of a major type before we're essentially done, and then just have to go through and make sure and edit and such. So we have a couple more minutes today. I'm trying to understand what we would like to do with this. We have 5-4. We have that first paragraph, which is really, I think there's probably no issue except maybe wording issues from 6-6-1 on, where we have some of the known attack vectors I mentioned below. And I think that that is so that the people can let me know. Are there any issues below 6-6-1 through actually, we've got quite a bit to go through here. Well, actually, we've gone through all of this. We just need to make sure that there are no further issues. And that the only real pending issue we've got is what we put into that lead paragraph, 651 to 659. So I guess what I'd like to do, before we try and wordsmith, and what I'd like to suggest, is that we try and look at that paragraph, 651 through 59, in light of Rod's issues on the list. Though I must admit, I probably can't do a meeting next week. I might be able to, because I'm going to be in India. But doing this meeting would be in the middle of the night. I won't have to work in the middle. So are there any issues between 661 and 728? This is material that we've discussed before in terms of lists of things that can happen. The list ends at 686. And then it basically goes on the list being exhausted, I mean represented but not exhausted. I really think this section is very close. I just don't know what tweaking we need to do to make it acceptable for everyone. Suggestions from anyone on how they want to approach this?
Aubrey, I'm sorry. This just may be a lot to try and do on the fly like this.
Yep.
Looking at Rod's suggested text on the list, if we adopt even something close to it, then I think like beginning on line 701, some of that text will need to either be removed or changed. Honestly, it might just be a lot easier if we could throw Rod's suggested text into a draft and then, you know, be working, seeing everything as it syncs up instead of right now I'm jumping back and forth from email to the PDF.
I think you're right. And especially since I only have 9 more minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that okay with everyone to try that? Sticking Rod's text in? And then going through and basically discussing what is redundant, what makes sense. And perhaps Marika could take a first, having listened to the discussions and such, and take a first crack at making it a coherent section.
Yes, that's fine. I was just going to suggest that to try and do that. I think Mike Rodenbacher at least indicated he was fine as well with Rod's suggestions there. So, you know,
okay,
he was
great.
The first who initially made a point about it. So I can try to integrate it, and then we can see on the next call whether it works for everyone. Or I'm happy as well to first circulate the text
on the list,
the mailing list, to see, you know, if a change that we
That'd
first work out like
that. That would be a good approach. Okay, fine.
Okay.
So then last thing I'd like to do before we jump off is to go to 5.5 here, which is text we've reviewed before, and see if there are any issues with it, how a registrar's affected. And we had 736 through 748. First paragraph, are there any issues with that one? If not, we can leave that as accepted. And then we had 750 through 753. Any issues? Okay. If there are no issues at that point, then I think except for this section 5.4, which needs a retooling, we're pretty much at the point where we need to just take another walk through the document after people have reread it and just make sure that people are fine with all the changes that have been made, et cetera.
I'm sorry. Marika, you have something to say? I had one thing I wanted to raise that had come up on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we're wanting to raise the same thing. Is it about 5.10?
I don't think it's about
5.10. I just wanted to raise that Mike Rodenbach mentioned in his email that he has some issues as well with 5.10. He says he thinks it needs to be entirely rewritten or deleted. So that might be a paragraph that might come up on the next call or maybe on the list on what needs to happen.
Okay, it would be better if we could get it settled on the list, but okay.
No, I was going to flag another thing. So
okay.
In response to some of the data about, you know, how many domains are fluxing and McCola
yep.
going down and all that, Dave had said, you know, do we want to include some of this data in the report? And Jose had responded, and I was trying to look at, you know, some coherent recommendations, but I didn't know
yep.
whether the group felt like including this data in the report is appropriate, given this, you know, we're on the verge of completing it, or at least in this phase, or whether we should defer that.
I had the impression, and I'd be interested to hear other people, that including certainly not all the data, but some extraction and some point of the data in an appendix was something that people were not adverse to, but of course people should speak up on it. So is anyone against including an appendix that has some data and pointers to other data as examples or as sort of signs of work in progress? I get the impression that if there's the will to do the work and the collection and the cleanup, that there's acceptance.
Okay, Avi, I'm sort of doing some background work on how we might coherently do something that's not overwhelming, but, you know, would be a sensible summary that would enhance this. So let me continue to do that and maybe hook up with Jose and continue this discussion on the list.
Okay, great, thanks. So, okay, I don't know how to schedule a meeting in the next 2 weeks. And as I say, I'm going to be fairly well booked up. I travel Wednesday morning, and then I'll be in India. But I will be on a 12-hour off schedule. So perhaps we could do something Friday that ended up relatively early morning for me Saturday. And if we could find a time that works like that, then I could probably do a meeting. Otherwise, I think I'll probably have trouble scheduling it. So I guess I'll work with Marika and Glenn to see if we can find a time. That, and I don't mind doing it at strange hours. In fact, strange hours is the only time I'd be able to do it, because regular hours are owned by someone else for the next 2 weeks. Maybe UN owns me, mind, body, and soul for the next 2 weeks, I think. So is that okay with people trying to find a time next Friday / Saturday that we can come back to this?
No, Aubrey, next Friday, sorry, that's the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving in a plane. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm traveling. That would be impossible. I thought you were talking about the week of the 5th. With the Friday the 5th, 6th, something like that.
Okay, let me see. Friday, Saturday the 6th is another time when we could. Because my meeting ends on Friday the 5th. Saturday the 6th, I'm typically involved in packing up and writing analyses and synopses. So something that fell on Saturday morning the 6th would be possible for me. On the 7th, I'm flying all day. And then Monday the 8th, I'm back in Rhode Island for 4 days.
Barbara, this is Marika. Just to clarify, there won't be a call next week?
I guess not, because of Thanksgiving. I forgot about Thanksgiving. I know I'm U.S. and should remember Thanksgiving, but I will be on a plane. So I forgot all about it. So, yeah, there'll be no call next week because of Thanksgiving. We can try and do as much as possible wordsmithing on the mailing list then. But I think a fair number of U.S. folks will probably be unavailable from sometime Tuesday until the following Monday. And so let's try and plan for a meeting on 5-6. On the 5th for most of the world, but on the 6th for me. Is that okay? And then hopefully we could finish up. I really want to drive finishing and getting this initial report released and into review now as soon as is reasonable. And I also want to remind you all to start thinking about how we pick another chair. Okay? Anything else before I close the meeting? In which case, I thank you all, and for those that are celebrating Thanksgiving, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.